is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. Lament from laid-off federal workers.
For Elon Musk to, like, use a chainsaw on stage to mock the people that he just fired. Like, there is a human element to this whole thing.
Rob McCabe lost his job at the IRS, and President Trump's cost cutter Elon Musk is demanding thousands of federal workers tell him what they've accomplished in the last week or face layoffs. But CBS's Willie James Inman reports.
FBI Director Cash Patel is among those pushing back, saying in an email obtained by CBS News that the Bureau will conduct reviews, adding when and if further information is required, we will coordinate the responses. Trump appointee at several other agencies, including the State Department and Department of Defense, are telling employees to disregard the email.
But Musk says those who don't respond will be laid off midnight Monday. Today, USAID workers are finding out if they're getting laid off at midnight tonight. Pope Francis is in critical condition as he battles pneumonia. Parishioners are praying for him.
Hopefully he'll get better. You know, we'll see what happens, but we keep praying. That's all we can do.
He's fought through before. Hopefully he'll do it again.
CBS's Seth Doan.
The Vatican is saying tonight that Pope Francis's prognosis remains guarded. Doctors have been saying it could go either way.
Monday marks 3 years since Russia invaded Ukraine. Today, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said he would resign, among other concessions, if it guaranteed peace for Ukraine. CBS's Imtiaz Taieb reports from Kyiv.
Despite the tensions with President Trump, Zelensky also called for a meeting with him as the two countries try to negotiate a deal which would see the U.S. gain access to Ukraine's rare earth minerals in exchange for American aid. But the potentially $500 billion agreement so far doesn't offer any U.S. security agreements, and Zelensky said he won't sign anything without it.
The Trump administration looks to reboot a policy in its crackdown on illegal immigration. More from CBS's Michael Toscano.
When it comes to the U.S. southern border,
we want to gain operational control.
Border Patrol Chief Mike Banks. But for those migrants who do cross illegally, the Trump administration has prepared plans to bring back a measure known as Title 42. It was enacted in the first Trump administration during the pandemic to allow quick expulsions of migrants. It expired in 2023. Internal government documents obtained by CBS News show the Trump administration would bring it back on the grounds undocumented migrants could spread diseases like tuberculosis. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, temperatures in the low 30s and winds gusting to 25 out of the south. Winds continue to gust on Monday. They switch around to the west. We'll have partly sunny skies and a high near 45. Some sprinkles or flurries on Monday night with a low of 27.
Right now, 35.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Oh, Randy Manner is here.
What can you do about this? Focus on what you can impact. Find the courage to speak up to your elected official. If you are silent, then your elected official at the local, state, or federal level will think you completely agree
yes.
with whatever it is you're doing.
Silence equals acceptance.
Correct.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbush Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to WFHR's Unlabeled. Let's take a listen down memory lane like your 90s mixtape is playing in your headphones. It's time to celebrate the class of 1999. Yep, it's the best of 99. With the next two tapes, we're going to be featuring some of the best and maybe forgotten hits of 1999. Side A, you're going to feature some more of the hits of the year. We got Santana, Lorena Hill, Faith Hill, George Strait, Pearl Jam, all on the way. We begin with the number two song on Billboard's year-end Hot 100 singles, Atlanta's own TLC with No Scrub. On WFHR's Unlabeled, Class of 99.
A scrub is a guy that thinks he's fly and is also known as a buster. Always talking about what he wants and just sits on his broke ass soul. No, I don't want your number. No, I don't want to give you mine. And no, I don't want to meet you nowhere. No, don't want to.
No love from me.
You This is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Wisconsin Women's Basketball brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Yo, about to get
everything is everything. After winter, must come spring.
tongue. Beat drums, Abyssinian Street Baptist. Rap this and violin it from the beginning. My practice extending across the atlas. I begat this, flipping it together on a dirty mattress. You can't match this, rapper slash actress. More powerful than two Cleopatra. Bomb graffiti on the tomb of Nefertiti. MCs ain't ready to take it to the Serengeti. My rhymes is heavy like the mind of Sister Betty. El Boogie spars with stars and constellations. Then came down for a little conversation. Adjacent to the king, fear no human being. Roll with cherubims to Nassau Coliseum. Now hear this mixture where hip hop meets scripture. Develop a negative into a positive picture.
Now everything is everything.
Sometimes it seems,
we'll touch that wheel, touch that
but
dream,
things come slow and not at all,
they come slow, you know what I mean?
And the ones on top,
the ones on top,
won't make it stop, so convinced that they might fall,
for everybody,
let's love ourselves, and we can't fail.
The second single from her debut album, Lorena Hill with Everything is Everything, one of my favorites of the year. The 90s featured a lot of music styles. We try to cover them all here. And with that, we got some Tim McGraw and George Strait on the way. First, got a request from Abby in Stevens Point, a song that I think truly shows the power and beauty of her voice, Faith Hill with Breathe, on WFHR's Unlabeled.
I can feel the magic floating in the air. Being with you gets me that way. I watch the sunlight dance across your face, and I've never been this swept away. All my thoughts just seem to settle on the breeze when I'm lying wrapped up in your arms. The whole world just fades away, and the only thing I hear is the beating of your heart. And I can feel you breathe, it's washing over me. I can feel you breathe. Just breathe. In a way, I know my heart is waking up as all come tumbling down, closer than I've ever felt before, and I know, and you know, there's no need for words right now, and I can
magic floating in the air. Being with you gets me that way.
Labor Day weekend, I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline, and I drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line, and it all started right then and there. Oh, say, the sky made a perfect sunset, and that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. It was 5 years later on a southbound plane. I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back, and when I looked, I couldn't believe just what I saw. She said, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. You were killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. You had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. The memory of the first love never fades away. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget. No, a heart don't forget. I said, a heart don't forget. Something like that. Oh, not something like that.
Saw the end in sight. Fools are kind of blind. Thought everything was going all right, but I was running out of time. 'Cause you had one foot out the door, I swear I didn't see. But if you're really going away, here's some final words from me. This down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down. Take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away. So you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. Of the page, I'll swear under oath, 'cause every single word is true, and I think you need to know. So use it as a bookmark, stick it on your refrigerator door,
a picture frame up above the mantle where you'll see it for sure. Maybe write this down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down. Take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away. So you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. You can find a chisel, I can find a stone. Folks will be reading these words long after we're gone. Maybe write this down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down. Take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away. So you'll remember what I forgot to say. Down. Oh, I love you and I don't want you to go. Baby, write this down.
Yeah, for me, a top five country song of all time right there. Released in March 18th, 1999, one of the kings, George Strait, with Write This Down. Coming up, we got Tal Bachman and Pearl Jam. First, a confession. We're in a safe place, right? Yeah, I can trust you guys. I lived through 99 but missed a lot of music. Having a kid in 99 and 2000 can do that. And I mentioned this because I had not heard of our next song. Requested by Kelly in Wisconsin Rapids, here's Alabama featuring NSYNC with God Must Have Spent a Little More Time on You on WFHR's Unlabeled.
Can this be real? How can I put into words what I feel? My life was complete. I thought I was whole. Why do I feel like I'm losing control? I never thought that love could feel like this. Then you changed my world with just one kiss. How can it be, all that right here with me? There's an angel, it's a miracle. Your love is like a river, peaceful and deep. Your soul is like a secret that I never could keep. When I look into your eyes, I know that it's true. God must have spent little more time on you. I'm sure he did. In all of creation, all things great and small, you are the one that surpasses them all. More precious than any diamond or pearl. They broke the mold when you came in this world. And I'm trying hard to figure out just how I ever did without. All the warmth of your smile, the heart of a child is deep inside and leaves me purified. Your soul is like a secret that I never could keep. When I look into your eyes, I know that it's true. God must have spent a little more time. God must have spent a little more time. Oh!
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump's effort to trim the federal government continues in earnest. CBS's Willie James Inman.
The White House is speeding ahead with firing federal workers, announcing 2,000 jobs at USAID will be eliminated and all non-essential hires will be placed on leave.
Pope Francis is in critical condition as he battles pneumonia. CBS's Seth Doan.
Blood tests are revealing early signs of kidney failure. We've learned that the Pope is also receiving high flow oxygen through tubes in his nose, and he is continuing to get blood transfusions.
Tomorrow marks 3 years since Russia invaded Ukraine. Today, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said he is willing to make concessions. CBS's MTS Taib.
He said if his resignation meant peace would be granted for Ukraine, and if his country could join the NATO military alliance, he would step down.
But Zelensky says he must have guarantees from the U.S. first. CBS News Brief, I'm Heather Bosch.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, temperatures in the low 30s and winds gusting to 25 out of the south. Winds continue to gust on Monday. They switch around to the west. We'll have partly sunny skies and a high near 45. Some sprinkles or flurries on Monday night with a low of 27.
Right now, 35.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
The morning show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Blue Monday has been a thing ever since a British psychologist came up with it 20 years ago.
Today is the day to rewrite the lyrics to Blue Christmas.
Yes, yes.
I'll have a blue Monday when it's cold.
Nice, nice. That is my new favorite thing.
Yes.
Right there. That was awesome.
See you in the bumpers.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Thank you.
have to celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I should. I have to praise you. 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 I have to praise you like a
gonna happen.
Released February 13th, 99, not far from when this tape will premiere, Tal Bachman, She's So High. Been a fun show, everyone. Thank you for joining us. Get us those requests emailing me at james.maloff@civicmedia.us or DM us on Facebook. Maybe you'll hear your song on the next tape. Side B of the best of Class of 1999. We wrap up with Seattle's own, their highest charted song, cover of the Wayne Cochran classic Pearl Jam with Last Kiss. Be good to each other, and we'll meet you here for the next tape of Unlabeled on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me,
from civil rights to business,
food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere,
science to music.
Speaking of which, this is why I spit, express sentimental out of cast on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to preventchildabuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olsen joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends, period.
That is
and
so
that
well put.
And that matters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Matt Nair on Air.
Oh, Randy Manner is here.
What can you do about this? Focus on what you can impact. Find the courage to speak up to your elected official. If you are silent, then your elected official at the local, state, or federal level will think you completely agree
with
whatever it is you're doing.
Silence equals acceptance.
Correct.
Matt Nair on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. Most USAID workers found out today that they are being laid off at midnight tonight, and thousands more federal employees have been given a deadline to tell Elon Musk what they have accomplished in the last week.
Federal workers have until tomorrow night to respond to the memo, but Everett Kelly, who heads the largest federal employees union, has responded, saying some federal workers won't see the memo in time because they're on approved time off. Others don't even have government emails.
We will challenge every illegal action that's taken by this administration, especially this.
Here at the White House, members of the United States Secret Service received the memo. Their job is to protect the President of the United States. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Hope Francis is in critical condition with pneumonia, CBS's Seth Doan reports.
His doctors have underscored he is a fragile patient.